Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. For the next hour or two, depending on where you're listening from and what your access is, we're going to share vital health information with you. I can't think of a place I'd rather be than right here behind this very microphone, because I have the extraordinary privilege of being able to share important stuff with you. And I've been culling medical journals and news reports this entire week. There's lots of stuff to report on. A little later, we're going to talk about a fascinating study that suggests that exercise can help you survive cancer. We know that already exercise prevents cancer, but if you come down with cancer, there's a dramatic exercise effect. But how much exercise does it take? We'll answer that question in just a few moments. 1-888-302-3684 is the number that you can call to get through to us. You can pose your questions regarding subjects related to intelligent medicine. You got a question about your health, you got a comment about something that's going on the health scene. 1-888-302-3684 is our number. And we're looking forward to taking your phone calls. But the big news this week for most of the country, although we have, I understand we have affiliates in Hawaii and parts west where it's still warm. California is undergoing a warm spell. And, of course, it's always balmy and nice in Hawaii. But for the most part, across the country, the temperatures are frigid. And in fact, this week, there's no respite here in New York. And these rocket scientists decided to place the Super Bowl on February 2nd here in New York. And what are the chances that it's going to be really cold or potentially snowy? Or snow is already in or mixed precip, as we call it sometimes here in the Northeast, is in the forecast. And it's going to be ultra cold. It's very unusual for temperatures to plummet below zero in Manhattan, but that's what's in the forecast for next week. And there's a medical tie-in here, because we know that cold therapy is something that can be medically beneficial. We know that athletes, for example, when they injure themselves, ice themselves down. It's not uncommon for, say, an NFL running back to jump into a frigid ice water bath after being tackled a couple dozen times on the field, because, you know, your body gets rocked and you're highly traumatized, injured. And there's something about freezing the body. Getting it very cold, applying ice packs or getting into a frigid ice bath. I've been to health spas where they have, in addition to sauna and steam rooms, they have the icy plunge. They have this little pool, and you check the thermometer in there, and it's about 52 degrees. And that's pretty cold to the skin when you get in there. So I get in there sometimes after a workout, and I go 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi, and I'm gritting my teeth. And sometimes I get up to 45 or even up to 60. But then I jump out of the water, and it's like, oh, man, that is cold. It is really cold. And, in fact, even here in New York, I decided to be heroic yesterday going to work, and I didn't wear my long underwear. I said, you know, look, it's been really cold, but today it's going to be a little warm. It's going to be 17 degrees. I thought, I'm used to this now. It didn't work for me. My legs were really cold with that wind blowing right through the thin wool fabric, and I will think twice about single layering it next week. I think I get the I'm going to get the long johns out. But there is some new think about something called cryotherapy that is quite remarkable. There is a device on the market called a cryosauna. And I'm looking here at the website of something called Cryo Healthcare. They're trying to market these saunas. They have an individual sauna, which looks a little bit like a tanning booth. But instead, they have a picture of someone enjoying one of these cryo baths. And she's got a smile on her face. And it looks like she is, her head is emerging from a large tub of dry ice. Remember those dry ice experiments in junior high school? Well, this looks like she's immersed in a large vat of dry ice. And she's got the smile on her face. Folks, the temperature in the cryo sauna ranges between minus 190 Fahrenheit to minus 260 Fahrenheit. So you're thinking about the temperature up there in Minneapolis or in Green Bay or wherever you may be listening from. It's minus 20. No, this is minus 190 to minus 260 Fahrenheit. And the treatment time ranges from 30 seconds to 3 minutes. Because your head is visible in this device, you get to tap out. You get to signify to the technician that you have had enough. Okay? And according to one guy who is an athlete, he's a rugby player. Rugby players get pretty beat up. And he used one of these cryo chambers after the 2011 Rugby World Cup. This guy, his name is Sam Warburton. He said, "I'd be lying if I didn't say it was a pretty savage experience. But the other side of the coin is that it is definitely working and allowing us to train in a way that would be impossible under normal conditions." So to support the efficacy of this, they list some of the pro team clients of cryo healthcare using these cryo saunas: the Los Angeles Clippers, the San Antonio Spurs, the Minnesota Timberwolves. And apparently, this has actually been researched. It was first utilized in Japan in 1978 to treat rheumatoid arthritis. It is called WBC, whole body cryotherapy, not to be confused with white blood cell, WBC. And it's considered to be a powerful treatment for inflammatory disorders and injuries. So that's pretty neat. Now, how do you do this? Well, in the cryo sauna, the patient is protected with socks, gloves, and slippers. Clothing worn during the treatment is minimal. For women, clothing optional. But get this, there's a double standard here for anatomical reasons. For men, genitals have to be covered with cotton underwear. I get that, okay? The core body temperature remains unchanged, but the skin temperature drops dramatically. And they say this is invigorating, I can imagine. And it provides benefits in a variety of conditions, such as insomnia. I guess so. Rheumatoid arthritis, muscle and joint pain, fibromyalgia, and psoriasis. Now, actually, one of the ways that I found out about this is I heard Glenn Beck, the conservative commentator, talking about this on his radio show. And Glenn suffers from a weird neurological condition where his nerve fibers, the small nerve fibers near the surface of his skin, are constantly inflamed and irritated, and he's suffering from chronic pain. And he's used this, and he says it's pretty intense, but he thinks it might be helping. So for chronic pain syndromes, neuropathy, they even say it might be beneficial for psoriasis. I guess it just sort of burns the psoriatic plaque off your body. The therapy triggers the release of endorphins. Well, that makes sense, right? That induce a pain-relieving effect. So this is really quite fascinating. And, additional benefits for weight loss. It is said that once you do this, you can burn an additional 500 to 800 calories over the next several hours. It's sort of a stress to the body, and the body compensates by burning calories. You may build brown fat. Brown fat is a type of good fat. It's a fat-burning fat. It's brown because it's rich in mitochondria, which have a darker color than white tallow-like fat. And we actually use a certain supplement to trigger the production of brown fat. It's called Capsiate Natura. It's a product that you can find at drhoffman.com. It's a brown fat stimulator. You don't have to go into a minus 260 degree nitrogen bath to achieve that benefit with Capsiate Natura. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. More information coming up in just a moment. 888-302-3684 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Did you know that two of the top five most prescribed drugs in this country are for digestive disorders? It's a fact. Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist. One of the questions I'm most frequently asked is how to relieve and eliminate digestive discomfort. Many people don't realize that indigestion, heartburn, bloating, or gas are often caused by a bacterial imbalance in the GI tract. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics exclusive formula delivers a live, viable blend of beneficial bacteria directly to the source of your discomfort, relieving uncomfortable symptoms. I recommend Dr. O'Hara's probiotics for healthy digestion and overall good health because it's backed by 25 years of research. This exclusive formula improves digestive pH and helps you regain bacterial balance by correcting the root cause of digestive issues. I encourage you to discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
At Nordic Naturals, we pioneer new ways to help people get premium omega-3 nutrition while maintaining the highest standards of safety, quality, and sustainability. Nordic Naturals sources its fish from some of the cleanest waters on Earth and selects only flourishing species that are naturally low in toxins and high in omega-3s. During production, every batch of fish oil used in our products is third-party tested to ensure that they meet international omega-3 industry standards for purity, using methods established by the World Health Organization. At Nordic Naturals, what's essential to us is simple. It's what's essential to you. Like us on Facebook and share your What's Essential story, or simply visit NordicNaturals.com for free samples. Nordic Naturals is available at finer health stores nationwide. Nordic Naturals, committed to delivering the world's safest, most effective omega oils.
A regular dose of Intelligent Medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we're going to take calls. 888-302-3684. But before we get to calls, I promise to talk about the relationship between exercise and cancer survival. But apropos the story that we just shared with you about cooling the body, super cooling the body for inflammation, for immune enhancement, for pain relief, and ultimately for weight loss, well, the converse is true. Here's a headline from BBC News. I mean, this is some small consolation for the fact that the vast majority of you listening to this program are freezing, right? Super, it's the polar vortex. Well, the headline from BBC says, central heating may make you fat, according to researchers. And if that's the case, I'm in good shape because I keep it ultra cool in my apartment in New York City. I have four heating units in the apartment, and I only turn on one. And I like to sleep cold because it's kind of like a, you know, it helps you sleep deeper. It's like a bear hibernating. You get all those nice quilts, and you pull them over your head, and you really sleep well. And I hate an overheated room. Having the central heating on, according to this science report in BBC News, may be contributing to our ballooning waistlines. This is based on a Dutch study. The report says that people spend 90% of their time indoors. And the problem is that this is not how we evolved. We evolved exposed to challenging circumstances externally. And one of the things that keeping cool does is, as I said earlier, it tends to stimulate brown fat. Brown fat is the fat-burning fat, and you need a little bit of cold exposure to keep that brown fat pumping out energy. So so turn down the thermostat. Let me say, this is not about, look, you know, environmental, you know, global warming, all that kind of stuff. I mean, let's divorce it from political considerations. It's good for you to experience some cold now and then. It's actually good for your body. All right. This story comes to us from Loyola University Chicago Street School of Medicine. They studied 1,021 men, average age 71, who had survived cancer. And they found that the men who beat cancer and who burned more than 12,600 calories a week exercising almost halved their risk of death. And that sounds great. You know, exercise a lot, and you will halve your risk of dying from cancer, even if you've had cancer already. They found that men who burned more than 12,600 calories per week by exercising were 48% less likely to die than those that did little exercise and expended less than 2,100 calories a week. So I'm thinking this is great, but 12,600 calories a week, that's a lot of calories. So I quickly did a calorie calculation. And this morning, for example, I swam for an hour. So I figured that big calorie burn off. So vigorous swimming for an hour, that burns off 754 calories. So even if I swam for an hour 7 days a week, that doesn't equate to the enormous number of calories that you're supposed to expend exercising to have your risk of cancer. No, probably there's some benefit to exercising moderately, maybe just walking. I consider myself a pretty heavy-duty exerciser. But here, for example, if you play an hour of bridge, how many calories do you burn off? It's a sedentary activity, but involves some mental exertion. 122 calories. I do a lot of bicycling. 2 hours of vigorous cycling, 1,632 calories. Okay, if I did that 7 days a week, I might achieve the 12,600 calories that are necessary to have my risk of a cancer recurrence had I had cancer. So that's a lot of exertion, and yeah, kind of unrealistic, frankly. I mean, I don't know how they got these guys to do that much exercise. All right, look, I know where you go, where your mind's going with this. You're thinking sex, right? So I looked that up, too. 20 minutes of sexual foreplay, a mere 37 calories. Not very much. And then followed by 10 minutes of vigorous intercourse, which is probably the average. You know, some people think they're sexual Olympians, but, you know, on average, right? That adds 54 calories. So probably sex is only going to give you 100 calories. You need to get 12,600 calories a week caloric burn off to achieve this monumental cancer reduction. And look, lest this daunt you and say, what the heck, you know, I'm just going to sit around because I cannot possibly envision 12,600 calorie exertion per week. Clearly, there's some middle ground where moderate exercise, you know, maybe an additional 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 calories exertion per week is going to give you some cancer benefits, both for primary prevention, preventing it from happening in the first place. But also, if you have cancer, you know, there's a reason they say walk for the cure, run for the cure. Women who have had breast cancer, it may help reduce their risk of cancer recurrence. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Once again, we'll give out that number. It is 1-888-302-3684. Phone calls. This is Intelligent Medicine.
If you're living with chronic dental health problems, there's not much to smile about. The surgeries, stress, the bills, all the frustration. But what if one day could erase your pain and suffering for good? What if one day could truly change your life? At Clear Choice, we not only perfected the art and science of dental implants, we brought it all together by putting a team of specialists and precise technology in a facility near you, so you can get a smile with natural, full-functioning teeth that feel great and look even better, all in one day. Whether you have dentures, bridges, or partials, dental implants can be the permanent solution you've been searching for. And no one creates a beautiful smile better than Clear Choice. Call 1-800-601-6665 today for your free consultation. We'll walk you through the entire procedure, including the one fixed cost. And in just one day, you'll be on your way. Call Clear Choice today at 1-800-601-6665. Qualified patients can have their procedure in one day after initial workup. Results may vary in individual cases.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. 888-302-3684 for questions, comments. Yet another snarky article in the New York Times. Snarkity snark snark about supplements. And the continual theme is that supplements are poorly regulated, that we need to have more oversight by the Food and Drug Administration, who will be the arbiters of what is quality in supplements. And what they're commenting on is a recent study by a testing company called Labdoor. Labdoor, it's kind of a cool company. They do analysis of medications and supplements, and they came up with an analysis of 30 top-selling fish oil supplements. And the New York Times takes the perspective that a lot of these supplements came up short, that they didn't have the advertised amounts of EPA or DHA, and that some of them contained contaminants. So the headline, "What's in Your Fish Oil Supplements?" by Anahad O'Connor. And they conclude that the analysis showed that mislabeling was not uncommon, affecting at least a third of the supplements tested. One of the products only had half the amount of DHA advertised. Some of them contained small amounts of mercury. However, the range they admit is far below the upper safety limit set by the Global Organization for EPA and an industry trade group. So they all were in compliance. And again, the theme and the beating the drum here is we need more regulation, more regulation. By the way, interesting, Labdoor is funded in part by investor Mark Cuban. Mark Cuban is... he's head of the basketball team. I guess it was the Houston Rockets, one of those teams, a Western team. And the problem with the study is that the Times casts it as a negative study. I actually look at it as a very positive study, because the fish oil that we talk about very frequently here on Intelligent Medicine, which is Nordic Naturals. Nordic Naturals, out of the top 30, Nordic Naturals had 9 of the top 30 products in the running. So I would say that's actually pretty good vindication of the quality of premium fish oil products. I mean, you can go to a lot of discount drug stores and chain stores and buy fish oil on the cheap, and it's not going to be potent, and it may be cheap, but it's not going to deliver a lot of the active ingredients, EPA and DHA. Nordic Naturals baby's DHA turned up high in the ratings. They had several others that were among the top 30. They had Nordic Naturals Omega-3 Purified Fish Oil is among the top products. 9 out of the top 30 Nordic Naturals. So what I have to say is that there clearly is a lot of bias that's introduced when the Times covers these stories. And they also get their facts wrong here. They say that it's very important, and this is just plumb wrong, make sure that your product has a 2-to-1 ratio of DHA to EPA. And that is actually not correct. I mean, there's certain applications where you want a lot of DHA. DHA is great for prenatal because you want a lot of DHA to go into the baby's brain in uterine development. Okay, that's important. DHA may be particularly good for eye conditions. It may be good for certain brain conditions. But the EPA part is very important because it's anti-inflammatory. So the Times, with a little bit of dilettantish nutritional expertise, gets it wrong once again. And, you know, if we look to the European scene, there's a big article that talks about how the Europeans are going way overboard in regulation. They have a new regulatory scheme which is threatening to limit access to many of the typical nutritional supplements that Europeans depend on. It's really, really, really draconian. And there's a concern that many of the supplements now currently available will disappear from the shelves once this new regulatory scheme gets implemented. And the concern is there's this theme called harmonization. Harmonization means that they really want to get the whole world to follow the current regulatory scheme that the Europeans are pioneering. I mean, the one thing about Europeans, they just love regulations. Not only do they have their own country's regulations, they also have regulations by the EU, the European Union. And that is going to really, really restrict access to supplements of choice. So, you know, be careful what you wish for. You want more regulation, New York Times? You're going to get a regulatory scheme where a lot of supplements are literally taken off the shelf. And that is not what we want to look for in the United States. All right. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Number's 888-302-3684. And this is Intelligent Medicine.
If you're like me, you don't have time to be sick, yet our busy lifestyles can leave us vulnerable. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Do you know that in Japanese, Kayo means strength? This winter, find your immune strength with 4 key natural immune-boosting supplements from our friends at Kyolic. It's what I call the Kyolic Advantage, and what I use myself. Try Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract 103 for natural immune wellness and cardiovascular health. Since 70% of your immune system is in the digestive tract, Chiodophilus bolsters immunity and gut health with shelf-stable beneficial bacteria. On the go, try Kyo Green, a convenient powdered greens drink mix that offers a natural source of key vitamins and minerals. And don't forget ModuCare, a unique combination of plant sterols proven effective at balancing and strengthening immunity. So eat right, exercise, and get the Kyolic Advantage to optimize your immune health today. Available at fine health food stores everywhere.
Are you worried about your kids and family having too much sugar in their diets? Then switch to great-tasting Spry Xylitol Gums and Mints from Clear, the world's leading xylitol experts. Xylitol is a natural sweetener that has nearly identical taste to table sugar. It tastes great. Clinical trials have shown the dental benefits of using gum and mints made with xylitol after meals and snacks. Bacteria cannot break down xylitol, and this leads to less plaque and less acid to cause cavities. And Spry Xylitol Gum and Mints are perfect perfect for anyone on a sugar-restricted diet, as xylitol has a low glycemic index of 7 compared to sugar's level of 83. Spry xylitol gum and mints are recommended by dentists, medical doctors, periodontists, pediatricians, and many health organizations worldwide. Spry costs the same as regular gum and mints, and you get the added health benefits. Look for Spry gum and mints at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other natural products retailers everywhere.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. We had some great podcasts this week. We talked to Daniel Amen about brain health. He's the guy who does those SPECT scans, and he does those PBS specials. Amazing podcast at drhoffman.com/podcast. Also, we talked to Mark Houston, and we're going to talk a little bit more about some of the things he had to say in the next hour about cardiovascular protection. And he's a proponent of niacin, which... these days, a lot of people are down on niacin, but he's got some new think on niacin. You can check out that podcast at drhoffman.com/podcast. We've got 5 additional hours each week of quality podcasts available at drhoffman.com. All right. You know, the big push is for more regulation. They want to empower the FDA to have purview over vitamins and supplements, because they say that that's what the FDA does. The FDA is there to protect us from the scourge of bad drugs and bad substances. And if they were doing a great job, I'd say, well, maybe. But here's an article that's making the rounds after it appeared in the Journal of the American Medical Association, made kind of a splash. We tend to think of our drugs as being safe and thoroughly tested. But a new study just out this last Tuesday said that that's not always the case. Some drugs undergo more rigorous testing than others, while others are approved on the merest scintilla of evidence that they're beneficial. A good way to find out if something is a beneficial drug is to compare it to existing treatments to see if it's any better or worse. But actually, most drugs that are approved are never compared toe-to-toe with existing treatments. They're just tested for effectiveness. Okay, so they're effective, but are they more effective? You know, is a super powerful, expensive new drug more effective than, say, aspirin for prevention of cardiovascular disease? Aspirin, which is cheap and has been used traditionally for well over 100 years. And what they're finding is that the researchers at Yale University say that the review process by which 188 new therapies were accepted for the U.S. market is very deficient. Some 37% of the drugs were allowed on the market based on the results of a single trial that was never replicated or confirmed. So, you know, they say, well, vitamins and supplements, well, there's not enough studies. Or, you know, we've got to do more studies, more research. Okay, that very promising new information about this or that or the other vitamin. But it's not yet ready for prime time. We need more studies. And yet, based on even just a single study showing maybe, say, for example, in cancer, that the tumor shrinks by 20%. Maybe people live, on the average, a month or two longer, at great expense with a lot of side effects, and many of the new cancer drugs cost well over $100,000 a year, they get approved. And, you know, this is the state of the art of our current regulatory system that the FDA gleefully presides over and that we have so much faith in and that we now want to impose on the vitamin supplement industry. According to the author of this study in the Journal of the American Medical Association, his name is Dr. Nicholas Downing. His many other trials were small, short, and focused on lab values or some other surrogate marker of effect rather than clinical endpoints like death. Okay, that's one way you could make a study work. You could say, well, you know, this drug reduced cholesterol or reduced blood pressure. That's great. But did the patients live longer? Death is the ultimate marker that we want to look for. Are we saving lives? Are we extending lifespans? So they're also doing a lot of what is called fast tracking, which can pave the way for faster approval of potentially effective therapies. And that's all to the good. But the whole approval process is rife with cronyism, corruption in many cases, and is highly arbitrary. And the FDA doesn't even require data on the comparative effectiveness of drugs as part of its approval process. 40% only of drug approvals involved a clinical trial that compared one drug to another. And that's really an important step for determining whether a drug should be entering the marketplace. That's the sad state of our current approval process. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
A regular dose of Intelligent Medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. You know, I had a conversation with a guy who's really high up in the supplement industry. He runs a company that, sells hundreds of millions of dollars worth of supplement products. And he was reviewing the progress of his company over the last year. And, you know, it's fascinating. All this stuff in the press, negative effects of vitamins, don't use vitamins, vitamins are worthless. There was a 14% growth of his company. But the consumers, people like you, our Intelligent Medicine listeners, are just tuning out the negative information about supplements because they know that supplements are beneficial. And there's been scarcely a blip in supplement consumption. So here's something to beware of, because as I said earlier, in Europe, they're really going after supplements. And the headline here, EU to outlaw popular vitamins. And you might say, it can't happen here. Well, it can, because, you know, we're doing a lot of stuff where we're harmonizing. We're trying to get in tune with the rest of the world, get with the program, you know, United Nations resolutions that cover the entire world in terms of regulations. So we all have the same laws, the same business requirements, the same banking requirements, and so on and so on. Hundreds of vitamins and food supplements taken by millions of people every day are to be banned under new EU laws. That's the European Union. The Brits are very ambivalent about the EU. They're not sure whether they're a separate entity or whether they're part of Europe. It's been tradition in England to fight against the EU. The regulations will outlaw the sale of 250 vitamins and minerals in Britain, many of which are already banned in other EU countries. High-dose pills of other substances will also be prohibited, forcing manufacturers to supply them in lower concentrations. They include vitamin B6, often taken by women to counter stress, and PMS. Vitamin C, they're going to limit doses of vitamin C to around 100 milligrams. That way, many of you take 1,000 milligrams or more every day, but they're going to limit pills. Part of this is an initiative by the liberal faction of the government in England. It is the conservatives. You think the conservatives, they're like dinosaurs. They're like, you know, pro-business, personal freedom. Oh, it's actually the conservatives who say that England should resist the EU demands, that British consumers should have the right to free choice in matters related to the supplements they take. So it's a very fascinating battle that may foreshadow something that's going to happen stateside that's transpiring in Europe across the pond. Beware, because it could happen here. We need to remain vigilant to protect our right to free access to supplements of our choice. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.